Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They buy, sell, and trade gold and silver, diamonds and jewelry, watches and collectible coins, and consistently pay the most. Learn more at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan's new mayor takes office while there is a stalemate over a new contract with the Firefighters Union.
When the firemen are asking for something like that, you have to stop. You have to kind of take a look around and see what's going on.
Speaking on our show, Bobby Gutierrez brought up the union wanting free health insurance, which is something that is not available to any of City of Bryan employees.
You can't do for one department and not do for another.
Gutierrez brought up the city employees' effort during the heat of last summer's drought.
Those are the real heroes that nobody knows anything about that work to keep our water, to keep our sewer, to keep all that stuff going. They would like free health care too.
City Manager Keen Register told WTAW News earlier this month, if there is no agreement with the firefighters union by the end of the year, then he will negotiate a contract with the fire chief. Before last week's Bryan City Council vote bringing in a movie theater and bowling alley to Midtown Park, the park's primary opponent was escorted out of the building for being disruptive. 3 days later, he returned to council where he was applauded.
Former Mayor Andrew Nelson, who instituted a policy that public speakers had to address an agenda item, gave Patrick Giamalva permission to speak his mind.
It's my honor to hear you one more time here tonight.
And I just really wanted to say, really thank all of y'all for what a great job y'all have done. And just having to put up with me and listen.
Giamalva recently lost his bid to become a Bryan councilman, and before that, he lost an attempt to unseat Nelson as mayor.
And thank God that I didn't win the election, because I'd have to be on that side listening to somebody like me, and I'm really...
Giamalva then thanked each member of the council and individual members of city staff. Bill Oliver, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
There was a public challenge to the city of College Station participating in the Texas Municipal League during the city council's first November meeting. Councilman Dennis Maloney, whose request to support the TML's legislative goals was unanimously approved, defended the city's relationship with the statewide organization following city issues in Austin.
It is a lobbying group that's supported by the municipalities so that the municipalities don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to have their own in-house staff member to deal with the 4,000 to 6,000 legislative bills that come into session every 2 years down in Austin, Texas.
The highest priority from 7 pages of TML goals during the upcoming legislative session is defeat anything that is detrimental to cities, even if that means sacrificing beneficial bills. There will be no student bonfire north of Bryan this year. Social media from the Independent Student Bonfire Organization posted that the cancellation is due to conditions on the new stack site and forecasted weather. The statement also pointed out that they honor their reputation over the last 20 years for safety and accountability. Organizers plan to provide opportunities to see the completed stack and have a delayed burn. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Infomaniacs on this Friday morning. Thanks for being with us. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com today.
Big game with LSU taking place this weekend. Weather-wise, it looks like we'll see improving conditions locally. But first, we'll have to deal with clouds and maybe a shower or a storm. It'll be breezy, 60 to 65. Rain and thunderstorms are with us tonight as low pressure moves across the state. It's 55 to 60. Rain ends tomorrow. We start to clear in the afternoon. We're breezy and 65. Now, for Sunday, looks like it's going to be sunny. Temperatures are going to be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for 1620 and 94.5 WTAW.
Well, Rob is back, baby.
Yeah.
And so is the College Station High football. Going to be in action this evening. We're going to talk about that playoff showdown with Georgetown. Those two teams have met once already this year. Cougars came up a little short in that one. Hopefully they can turn the tide this evening. Also, of course, Brazos Christian going to be in action, third round playoffs. And we'll touch on the Texas A&M LSU football game and sports.
Thanks for being with us this morning, making us part of your holiday weekend, I guess we can call it that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you celebrate a month till Christmas.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, or what, whatever. Anyhow, you can always call us or text us. We're always glad to hear from you.
Yep, our number is 979-695-1620.
So we have the story about the student bonfire not happening. And,
right.
That's wild.
In fact, I think it was Wednesday. I think Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I went by the site out north of town. And I can certainly understand the problems that they have as far as the weather's concerned, because we just gotten a bunch of rain after not having any. And if I recall, I'd say that the stack itself was probably about 100 yards off the road.
Okay.
And the deal is, you know, that was turning into mud as people were walking through it and driving through it. And the fact that we're going to get some more rain also makes it difficult, simply because, you know, back in the day, when the bonfire used to be built on campus, that was grass, and you had to get muddy right around the site itself, but people could still park cars and do things like that. And there was a lot of hard surface parking, too, when the stack was on campus. There, they don't have any hard surface parking, and people would park on either side of a narrow road. So I could see where...
Yeah, and they've had to postpone before. Yeah. They've burned the stack in the spring.
Yeah.
Just, again, because of the weather conditions and the rain.
Well, yeah. So the big thing that they're worried about is people getting their vehicle stuck? Is that...
Well, I think...
It's probably one thing they're worried about,
right,
but,
okay.
But I do think also just with the forecast of rain tonight, which is when it was supposed to burn, that was another reason.
And an ongoing situation that they have now, because the stack is not in town, if you will.
Right.
I mean, it's out in the country, and so those roads are narrow. You don't want people parking in ditches because that'll cause a problem. You certainly don't want to have access limited as far as vehicles are concerned on the road off the burn site. And then again, don't know how many people would show up. They're going to be parking in the mud. Yeah, just a whole lot of different things that happen.
And I don't know enough about like the engineering behind it, but I don't know what happens to the foundation if that the mud starts becoming softer and softer.
Sure. Yeah, the stack itself
the
is
stack
compromised.
Itself, exactly. And that's what they said. You know, they be obviously due to what happened at Bonfire on campus years and years ago. Even though this is an independent organization, they still pride themselves on the safety and accountability so they can continue or try to continue this tradition.
Yeah, certainly rather be safe. It's just interesting that, I mean, rain, you're thinking, oh, well, the lack of rain might be a reason not to do it, obviously, because of the burn bans and stuff. But
yep. So it was this date in 1920, you know, that the first play-by-play broadcast of a football game was aired in College Station, Texas.
Whoop.
Yeah. Why are you saying
well,
it like
because
that?
As time has gone on through the foggy mist of
history,
time, yeah. It's probably best for Mr. Downs to maybe address that whole situation.
Because we have some other people out there that claim it as well.
They're just, yeah. So today's the day that people all over America are saying that, and, you know, we're not exactly sure. So in the meantime, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite on this this date in 1867.
Dynamite.
Yeah, and that's the Nobel Peace Prize. Okay, named after the guy who patented dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah.
Put that stuff together. See how that works out for you. That's a little unusual.
Hey, it blew bridges in the war, right?
You know,
that then led to peace.
Police in South Burlington, Vermont, asked for the public's help to identify a man seen on surveillance cameras. Officers had been called to a shopping mall to investigate a man because he was carrying two swords and a handgun in the mall parking lot. But he was gone when police arrived, and I'm sure they were lights and siren all the way. The man himself called police when he saw his photo. And the handgun, which was a BB gun, he said he had purchased it along with the two swords at a store in the mall.
Oh, the sword and more store.
Yes. So, of course, the store employee confirmed. Yeah, he just came in and bought some stuff, okay? So people a little concerned. People a little concerned.
Hey, if you see something, say something.
They
can always check it out and make sure that it's not a valid threat.
Yep, and they did. So,
I'm surprised they sell that kind of stuff in a mall.
Well, okay. I mean, and it usually they have a little orange tip on the toy guns, right?
I mean,
don't they do that?
Yeah.
And I didn't see the picture, so I'm not exactly sure, but nonetheless.
I don't know. Who knows?
If you're not buying anything for Black Friday, you may now celebrate. You may now celebrate because today is Buy Nothing Day.
I literally pressed purchase just as you were saying that.
Okay.
I'm buying things.
Yes, I understand.
I bought something yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually, it was Wednesday night. I take that back. It was Wednesday night. Okay. I didn't do any shopping yesterday.
Did you announce it as you did it or no?
Yeah. Announce it?
Hey,
no, I wasn't on the radio.
Yeah, I understand.
I need to catch up because my wife has bragged to me multiple times that she has done shopping for me and everyone else. So I probably need to start catching up a little bit.
So is our famous drop.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
That's right. Just walk away.
Yeah.
A guy in Canada.
And there's going to be stuff on sale tomorrow.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah. Course,
if you
yeah.
really don't want to buy anything today, that's fine. I will say, I never did the in-person Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, I understand. Right. Exactly.
My dad loved doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think
and
he's done it for
do.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
But he I mean, it's all about the deal, right? You think you're getting such a great deal and you're getting ahead of everybody else and... maybe.
And I don't know now if because they've rolled it out for a week, right? The numbers, the deals have been out there that you'd know
and
they were there.
And that's the thing, right? And that's what you're hearing in a lot of these, you know, retail reports and things like that. Black Friday is actually, I had the story, and I'll have it again at 7:30. Is a logistical nightmare for retailers if they just do a big one day sale. Shelves empty, you're having to deal with the crowds, all this stuff. So now they're rolling out all these sales basically a week early, and they know that people like to shop online.
Space it out a little bit,
give them a little bit of breathing room, and it allows them to make sure that they have the inventory.
And back then they had to, for instance, if you talk about Walmart, they had to be concerned about
safety. We used to see the brawls on news stories and things like that.
And the deal is the inventory does no good if it is back behind the doors in the back of the store.
Right.
You want to get it onto the floor.
You've got to have the shelf stockers.
And that's it. So, and then restockers if you've got that. So what they would do is, in a lot of cases, they'd go ahead and stack everything they had out in the aisles. Well, what did that do? That made it more difficult to get around. And people carrying carts around, pushing carts around, because you want them doing that to get more stuff. And it is. It's just difficult from opening the door to finally getting the last person out to the fights. What was that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, right?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a double man doll.
Yeah, and that's it. And they kind of made fun of it, but yeah, the logistics of it is pretty dang difficult.
When that movie came out, I'm pretty sure Furby was at its height. I could be wrong. And I remember people getting in knockout, drag-out fights over Furbies.
Yeah. Well, this Buy Nothing Day actually has been around for almost 30 years.
Okay.
Actually 30 years, exactly. A guy started it in Canada in 1992 as a, quote, day for society to examine the issue of overconsumption.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yep. Now, it originally was in September, but it got moved to Black Friday in 1997. Main way to celebrate Buy Nothing was just to encourage you not to.
Okay. Are we just telling our overlords that you can't make me buy anything today, no matter what you put on ads?
Yep. Tomorrow, of course, again, is Small Business Saturday, which is good.
Yep.
Poll found that 64% of us sometimes feel guilty for shopping at big chains.
Mm.
And we've done Shop Local here first forever.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is, if you're buying online and it's out of stock, you can't get angry at anybody. You know,
if
you were going to stores and physically shopping for the stuff and they were out of it, somebody had bought the last one. Right. You could yell at people and you'd be upset. And, of course, there are going to be plenty of things to get you angry during the holidays. Why would you want to start on that? Here you go. This weekend, obviously, lots of food, lots of drink, lots of family, and, as we mentioned, some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to food, we're gulping down an incredible number of calories.
Yeah.
Starting yesterday and probably going through the weekend.
Through January 1st. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's true, including an above average amount of sweets. Now, according to nutritional scientists, our bodies will finally recover from the food frenzy of this weekend by December 1st. So if you're going to continue to push beyond that, Just remember what you're doing to your body and for how long. And are you okay with that?
It's a marathon, not a sprint, guys.
Well, that's it. Are you okay with that? That you want to continue to just do that? At some point, do you just walk away? And that's one of the things. See, like, the office is closed today. By the way, that's why we're not giving any prizes away.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, we don't have anybody
you won't be
here
able to
come
pick
nobody
yeah.
can come pick them up. And so you can't do that. So just the idea that you're going to continue to do that mm-hmm. and eat and just saying.
I did okay yesterday.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't feel miserable afterwards.
No, yeah. And I ate leftovers this morning for breakfast.
Oh,
they
right.
were delicious. Yep. But that's, I had one plate of leftovers and that's it. So
your parents were out of town. And
they were.
And maybe we're going to get into this later, Scott, but were you in charge of anything besides?
Yeah. So I actually did a breakfast casserole for everybody that morning because we ate pretty early. We ate Thanksgiving lunch. And so, but I still thought it would be a good idea to have something for people as they were cooking and doing everything pretty early. So I did a breakfast casserole. Then for the actual lunch, I did green bean casserole. I brought the rolls. I did not bake them. I just bought them, but they were still delicious. I obviously made sure that we were well lubricated with mimosas and wine throughout the lunch and things like
that's
that.
Important.
But my brother's girlfriend, her dad comes in from San Antonio. And so he was in this year and he was actually in charge of the turkey.
Oh, okay.
And so he did the turkey. He did a phenomenal job. And then Allison did a ton of other stuff. And then I obviously helped. Everybody kind of chipped in. And so it ended up being a really, really fantastic meal.
That's how it should be. You
a
know?
Collaborative
yeah.
meal.
It was a, yeah. And you know, some people definitely did more than others. But for the most part, like, we all chipped in. Everybody who was there eating did something, some kind of work that day, except for Wyatt. You know, I mean, she's just kind of a freeloader. But
yeah. How many did we have at the table?
7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
a good number.
Yeah, it was a good number.
What kind of desserts?
We had pie. So my uncle made a pumpkin pie, and he made an apple pie, huh? And then Allison made a cheesecake, which was really
good.
Oh,
yeah. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right.
Oh, yeah. We had the full spread.
Well,
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Then everything's wrapped
great.
Up and put in the refrigerator,
yep,
right?
Yep. And we even did dishes. I mean,
oh.
my...
Oh!
My,
above and beyond.
I think I told you all this earlier. So we still went to my parents' house.
Yeah.
Like, we still
right.
used their home because, you know, they have double ovens.
Sure,
so,
sure. Yeah.
And so we actually did the dishes because they're getting back today.
Oh, are they?
That would have been really rude just to have
yeah,
them walk in under their kitchen.
Yeah,
they raised you better than that.
No, yeah. they did. And then yeah. we put all the leftovers up and everything. And we even wrapped the, my dad will do turkey soup from the carcass of
oh,
the
yeah.
bird. And so we made sure to wrap that up and leave that for him. Well, so when he gets back, he can make soup.
How thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Very good.
Leaving
yeah.
the carcass and your clothes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah. And then I also brought some things over to my storage bin.
Okay. But the, no, they live in your storage bin.
Yes. Sure,
you just allow them
that.
To be there.
You live where you
I
live.
I don't take
but
up the whole space.
No, you don't. Not
it's
yet,
like Hoarders,
sure.
but she doesn't even live there.
WTAW News time is 7:32. It's 57 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by West Webb, All Britton and Gentry Law Firm, the experienced legal team for the things you value most. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council, during its first meeting in November, approved the 7-page platform of the Texas Municipal League, which is the statewide organization following city issues in the legislature. Councilman Dennis Maloney is a member of the TML Legislative Affairs Committee.
We pay a very small fee to get a tremendous amount of legal experts to lobby on our behalf to stop the state legislators from taking away self-rule.
Among TML's priorities is stopping the legislature from another attempt to prohibit cities from paying to be part of the organization.
And by the way, Texas state legislators use taxpayer dollars to fund their lobbying efforts to the federal government to have the federal government to stop telling the states what they should be doing. So, you know, it's just a kettle calling the pot black.
Maloney's comments followed one citizen's request that the city end its TML membership. The final meeting for former Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson included making an exception to his policy on public speakers.
Nelson, arguably the strongest supporter of converting the former municipal golf course to Midtown Park, let the strongest opponent, Patrick Giammalva, have the floor without speaking about a specific agenda item.
You know what, Patrick? I think for one time, letting you break the rules actually worked out well for everybody. So, thank you. Thank you, sir. And my mother is in the house, so I appreciate you kept it rated G tonight. Good job.
Giammalva thanked each member of the council and individual members of city staff.
Mayor Nelson, I just, you know, I owe you a beer. You know, all the trouble I give you.
Three.
That's right. Three.
Giamalva's thanks came after the meeting when Nelson had Giamalva escorted out of the building for being disruptive before the council approved adding a movie theater and bowling alley at Midtown Park. Bill Oliver, 1620, 94.5 WTAW.
Bryan's new mayor, Bobby Gutierrez, talks about staffing issues at the fire department as negotiations continue between the city and the firefighters union.
We hired our fire chief, and you know, part of that hiring process was he wanted four men to a truck, to apparatus, and that's what we've done, and that's what we'll always do.
Gutierrez brought up fire department staffing during his first visit on our show as mayor.
When you can't meet the requirements of staffing and you have people saying, well, you know, one firehouse might go down because we don't have enough people to do it, well, then it becomes a public safety issue, and what we do as a city is for safety and services.
Gutierrez says they have to justify how resources are allocated so that all of the city is protected.
If we're short-staffed on something, we got to figure out how to make it happen. And it, you know, if 95% of the people in the country are three man to a truck, then and that's still safe. As long as we're with the best equipment and the best training, you know, we should be able to be okay.
The new mayor says first and foremost, they have to be able to protect Bryan's citizens. On Monday, the student bonfire stack at their new location north of Bryan was completed. On Wednesday, organizers canceled the event due to the weather forecast and conditions at the new site. Social media from the independent organization stated that they will announce when you can see the completed stack and attend a delayed burn, but canceling tonight's bonfire honors their reputation for safety and accountability that has been built over the last 20 years. Black Friday sales are quickly becoming a thing of the past as retailers try to stretch out the holiday season.
A lot of those sales were already posted for the week, if not earlier. They're really trying to avoid the one-day rush.
Professor Wendy Goddereau teaches marketing at UT San Antonio. She says Black Friday has always been a logistical nightmare for retailers. By spreading out the deals, there are fewer empty shelves. The National Retail Federation estimates that more than 166 million people are planning to shop between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by West Webb, All Britton and Gentry. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945-WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:39. The Infomaniacs on this Friday morning. Here's the weather brought to you by Malik Heating and Air. Odors are embarrassing in your home or office. Malik Heating and Air can eliminate the odors guaranteed. Or your money back, safe for pets and family. Call Malik. Feel the difference.
Storm system moving out of the western part of the state may set off a shower or a thunderstorm before the day is done. It'll be breezy, 60 to 65. Better chance for rain, maybe a thunderstorm overnight, lows 55 to 60. Rain and thunderstorms end tomorrow. It starts to clear in the afternoon. It'll be breezy, 65. Clear skies, lows drop down to about 45 to 50 tomorrow night. The outlook for Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures are 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for 1620 and 94.5 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school football postseason. Plenty of games around the area tonight, including College Station High and Brazos Christian. So we'll talk about those matchups. Of course, in college, Texas A&M taking on number 5 LSU tomorrow at Kyle Field. A game last night in the Egg Bowl over in Oxford, Mississippi. That was a pretty good game. And we'll touch on the Cowboys in sports.
A little bit of mist out there this morning, and 57 degrees, as we mentioned. Just remember, Tuesday it'll be 77, okay, with sunshine or whatever. So,
sounds pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
I like the cooler weather, though.
Right, you know, and we move back and forth.
But
it always happens.
Been really, really kind of gross lately. So,
all right, so Zach, what'd you do?
So we had a small but fun Thanksgiving. We actually only had four and a quarter people. My dad came in. My mom was feeling under the weather, unfortunately, so she insisted that my dad come on down. So he did, and spent a few hours with us, obviously got to eat, and then headed back home. And then my father-in-law came over as well. So it was a small get-together, but it was fun. I did end up getting up earlier than I thought I would yesterday.
I did, too.
To start smoking the turkey.
What time do you have to get up?
So we wanted about an hour before we ate. We were going to eat at noon, so we wanted it done about an hour before. So I ended up getting up about 4:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I got up at 7.
No. So I didn't really get to sleep in much. Actually, our kiddo got us up as well.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We ended up, you know.
Did you get a nap?
We did get a nap in. Okay. We got a nap in right before my dad got there around 10:30 or so is when the festivities,
oh,
I guess, started.
Oh, you napped before food?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. We napped before food. Okay, afterwards, nice. We were up. Well, the Cowboys were playing, so I had to stay up and watch that.
Okay.
And then we turned in early last night. So really, as far as getting reacclimated to my normal schedule, it wasn't that far off.
It wasn't that bad. Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, no, it was fun. I'm glad my dad got to make it. I hate my mom couldn't make it, but, you know, it's kind of going around.
And
but the good thing is, you know, we're going
to
go up there and visit them around Christmas or so.
Yeah.
So not too far off. We'll all get to hang out again.
So did you get your weird, unique meal, Scott?
The dog didn't care that it was my day off.
Oh.
Yeah, she went ahead and woke me up anyway.
Yeah, well.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciated that. Did not get a nap. And we were going to eat at a restaurant out of town and then didn't know what the weather was going to do. Mm-hmm. So we changed and ate with 300 of our favorite strangers. You know, we ate at a restaurant here.
Yeah.
There was 300 people there?
I don't know. There were a lot of people there.
Oh, really?
Anyway, we ate with another couple and enjoyed food. It was
good.
Great.
Now,
yeah.
Did you have like the traditional Thanksgiving food?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, I opted for what they were serving, and that's fine. And it's but the folks with us could get turkey for extra dollars if you gave them more money. You could get turkey if you really wanted it.
Okay.
Hey, and I like turkey fine, but it was not that big a deal, and so didn't.
Yeah.
However, did have some cranberry dressing. I mean, cranberry sauce, which is the most important component as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we were talking about
that. We had it two ways yesterday.
Oh. Did you have the relish?
Yeah, the regular, like, kind of relish.
Yeah.
And then the actual one that is just in a Jell-O log that you slice.
Okay. So we were going to initially going to opt for the can, and my father-in-law brought some over, and we plunk it out onto the plate, and then Lauren got to look at it and was like, this expired in 2018.
Oh!
I guess it had just been hanging out in his pantry for the last several years.
Well, how did it look different that it was so old?
It was a little darker. It didn't look that much different.
Yeah. But she could tell something was off.
Yeah, something was a little off on it. She goes, how old is this? So we ended up getting rid of that. Thankfully, we had an extra one, but we did have to make a last-second Family Dollar run. Thankfully, they were open yesterday because we needed some more chicken broth.
Okay.
Now, see, Kroger was open at least for part of the day.
Okay.
And they were pretty crowded. I saw that, but HEB was closed.
Okay.
I know that, and you know, Walmart was closed as they had mentioned, and Target was closed. So a lot of places were closed. So celebrities in our midst, okay, celebrities who are here. Who we might not even know.
Like us.
You know, how many, because for a while.
Yeah, big time celebrities.
I don't think Lyle owns a house here anymore, but he did.
Lovett
used to own a home here. But so this is a person I think of some celebrity, Elizabeth Holmes. Do you know her?
The name sounds familiar.
Well, yeah,
but if
that's
I Google
because
her.
She was convicted. She was the founder of Theranos.
Yes, the startup thing, right? Yeah, the startup thing.
And she was found guilty back in January.
Okay.
But her sentencing took place this week.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sentenced to, I don't know, like 11 years or something.
11 years, yes.
Yeah.
More than 11 years in prison.
Mm-hmm. It's been recommended she come to Bryan.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
To do her time?
Yes, correct. According to the Bureau of Prisons website, the camp has a population of 539 inmates, as they describe it. It's in Bryan, Texas, about 100 miles north of Houston. So there you go.
They
are
going to
be hanging out here with us.
They are allowed to accept visitors, 5 adults and 5 children at a time and on weekends. She's pregnant with her second child, by the way.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Yeah. And so she's got, I think, about 12 more days to appeal her sentence. But the Bureau of Prisons pretty much going to have her booking it into Bryan.
How interesting.
So Elizabeth Holmes will be there. I guess you could go to the gate and wave at her or something like that if you wanted to.
And do they get to
11-year sentence.
Yeah. Do they get to listen to the radio?
I don't know if they do or not.
I know we do have some folks in Huntsville that listen to Candy 95 because they send in stuff.
And again, we used to get mail from them back in the day when we were a country music station. And I think maybe a call once or twice. So, yeah, so we'll see. And if we can get her email address, I guess we could have a welcome wagon there.
You know,
for
talking
her.
About celebs who are going to do time. Do y'all know anything about the Chrisley family?
I know I've never watched their show.
Okay, so I have.
Okay.
Like, I didn't watch it religiously, but I definitely watched. I mean,
why?
I was probably, I think it was on Bravo.
Okay.
And it was just, Bravo was one of those channels back when I had like regular cable.
Yep.
You know, I had nothing to do that day. Whatever's on, you end up watching. And it's just, it sucks you in.
What was
it's
compelling just, about it?
About, well, you know, they were interesting because they were a family that lived in the South.
All right.
So they, but they were that very like deep South kind of glamorous. And yeah, exactly. And just, they were just a very interesting family.
He's very eccentric.
He's very,
I guess,
flamboyant.
Yes. Yeah.
She was much more of your traditional Southern mom, but then the kids, there were definitely some like different dynamics there because some of them were half siblings, some of them were not. You know, different things like that. I don't know. They were an interesting family to watch. There was a lot of drama. It is what it is. But he got sentenced to I think more than 12 years.
Yeah.
And then she's gonna do like 9. But yeah, it was just kind of wild.
So they were running scams on people. Is that what was
they
happening?
They weren't paying their taxes.
Okay.
They weren't paying their taxes. And there was a lot of like tax evasion and fraud and kind of a big, you know, scheme type situation. I don't know. They were getting away with a lot. And they, you know, they definitely showed off their wealthiness. I mean, that was their big thing. That's how they had the TV show and everything was they were rich by, you know, all of these investments and things like that. But obviously it was not
okay.
Being
it caught up with them.
It
then.
Definitely caught up with them. Wow. Yeah, for
so
sure.
It was Tammy Faye and without the Bible, I guess. Isn't
oh,
it?
Okay.
So running sure. a scam. Mm-hmm. Well, and so they got sentenced. So are they coming to town? Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Well, they
we
could
have
be.
Her there.
Yeah,
man, that'd be cool to have two
Julie,
celebs
Julie
here.
Chrisley and Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, together.
Cellmate.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on 1620 94.5 WTAW. This update is brought to you by Destination Bryan. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information. It's 752. College Station High football continues its playoff run tonight as it takes on Georgetown in the 5A Division I regional quarterfinals. Now marks the second meeting this year between the two district foes, Cougars head man Stony Pryor.
I think it's really hard to play a team a second time in a year because you know some more about them. They know some more about you. You're trying to figure out what adjustments they might make in response to what you did last time and vice versa. But there's also, in this case, another month of football between time. And although most of our characters on both squads are the same as they were before, we've both grown. We've both developed. We both evolved offensively and defensively. And we're doing a little bit more wrinkles. You know, neither team is really that different or vastly different from what you saw before, but we've grown, and that month of progress also comes into it.
And the Eagles got the better of the Cougars last month, 49-38. Hopefully College Station can get some payback tonight when the two teams duke it out at 6 p.m. in Waco. Broadcast is on Maverick 100.9. Elsewhere, Brazos Christian faces Lubbock Christian in the TAP's third round. Kickoff is at 2 p.m. in Bangs. Brenham meets up with Port Neches Groves at 6, while Madisonville faces Silsby at 7. That's the same time that Burton and Chilton duke it out at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. In the college game, Texas A&M wraps up its season tomorrow when it welcomes number 5 LSU to town. Aggie coach Jimbo Fisher says the Tigers have shown vast improvement under first-year head man Brian Kelly.
They've got more comfortable with their schemes. You know what I mean? As you watch this game, their scheme has stayed the same. Their guys have gotten more comfortable, more consistent in what they've done. And the quarterback in some really critical plays and critical moments, I think, has made big plays with his legs and feet. And then throwing the football. I mean, really making those plays at the just two or three games that were one play games that they were able to get and gain confidence from, I think, early. And then they just kept building on those. And he's done a really nice job of that.
Hopefully Jimbo and the guys can tame the Tigers tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Kyle Field. The Fan Zone show gets underway at 3 right here on WTAW. Time for a sneak peek of the SEC, brought to you by T-Mobile. Mississippi State pulled off the upset in the Egg Bowl last night, edging number 20 Ole Miss 24-22. Now, that win prompted a folding chair to be thrown from the student section of the Rebels. Now, Arkansas and Mizzou will duke it out this afternoon at 2:30 in Columbia. And that's been your SEC sneak peek, brought to you by T-Mobile, the official 5G sponsor of the SEC. Some other big games today. 23rd-ranked Texas hosts Baylor at 11, the same time that number 19 Tulane and 24th-ranked Cincinnati duke it out. Number 17 North Carolina is at home to North Carolina State at 2:30. 18th-ranked UCLA faces Cal at 3, and number 16 Florida State entertains Florida at 6. Head out to the basketball court where the Texas A&M men are back in action today, visiting DePaul. Tip-off is at noon with coverage on WTAW. Dak Prescott and Dalton Schultz teamed up for two touchdowns in the second half as the Dallas Cowboys pulled away from the New York Giants yesterday, 28-20. With the victory, Dallas improves to 8-3 on the year. And the U.S. men's national soccer team faces England this afternoon in the FIFA World Cup. Things get underway at 1 o'clock in Qatar. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Destination Brian on 1620-94.5 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
It's a Friday morning. Hey, thanks for being with us. It's the Infomaniacs at WTAW. By the way, if you're traveling or things are just different as we get into the holiday season, remember, if you can't listen to all 3 hours of us, it hurts our feelings, it crushes our soul, but remember there are other ways that you can consume the show as well.
Yeah, you can always go to our website, WTAW.com, and click on the audio tab. That's where you can find the Infomaniacs podcast, which is each hour podcasted separately, or you can listen to the Infomini Chats, which is the entire three-hour show boiled down to 45 minutes or less. All the fun stuff, all the best ways to catch up on, and wherever you listen to podcasts,
Fun size.
Can also find us.
And it's true, and it could be that people are visiting you who haven't been there in a couple of years, and maybe they're from here, and they used to listen to the show, and they didn't think they could, and now they can.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's so easy. So just remember that. Coming up the next hour, why your dog loves you so much, and how science is going to mess it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hey, get this. I mean, what a visual. Before the Earth was covered in trees, somewhere around 350 to 420 million years ago, it was covered with giant mushrooms.
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
Shrooms,
like,
man.
Like, how big? Like, tree-sized?
I don't know. I guess so. I wasn't here. But
okay. Think they ever fell on somebody? That would hurt.
So Nathan Lane, Steve Buscemi, and David Alan Greer, you've heard of all of them, they auditioned to be George on Seinfeld.
Oh.
But did not get the gig. So there you go. 57 degrees right now. Brian Broadcasting Station, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.